The question was asked, we find in the Torah that Avram lied more than once, saying that Sarah was a sister, and Avram seemed to become wealthy off of this situation. And the question was asked, why wasn't he punished, and why is it that he got wealthy from this situation? So firstly, the pretext that he lied needs analysis. We know that Avram had a brother named Haran, and that brother had a few children, one of which was Lot, and one of which was Sarah and Milcah. So Sarah and Lot are really Avram's niece and nephew. Sarah and Lot are siblings. And we find that Lot, when Avram referred to Lot, he's talking to Lot, and he said, let's not quarrel, for we are anashim achim. We are brothers. So we find that the word ach doesn't necessarily mean literally brother. It means a close relation. Ach literally means connection. Le'achot in Hebrew means to connect. So we're connected. Ach doesn't have to mean a brother. So firstly, we don't know that Avram lied. Secondly, I think it's a pretty bad punishment that his wife gets abducted. I mean,
Didn't God say something before anything happened?
I don't know. If a guy has to spend 24 hours when his wife is abducted, and we don't know that it was only 24 hours, I think that's a pretty steep punishment. Now, among the commentaries, there are really different understandings as to whether what Avram did was right or wrong. Meaning, on the one hand, Avram was scared for his life, and here we learn an important concept that just because God promised him things would go well didn't mean that he could just do what he pleased and figure, I'll manage. When there's a famine, he travels to Egypt. When he comes to Egypt and he's in danger, he feels himself in danger, so he lies. According to one understanding, he did lie because he had to save his life. He was scared they'd kill him.
But did he have to go to Egypt? Because surely if he stayed in Egypt,
so that too is
faith in God, not in God.
That's an argument among the commentaries whether he did right or wrong in leaving to Egypt. The more accepted and well-known understanding is that he was right in going to Egypt. There was a famine. He couldn't stick around. It wouldn't have worked. You see, he was in debt when he went down to Egypt. He didn't have money. He ran out of money. What's he supposed to do? There's no food in the land of Israel. So he went down to Egypt. And so Avram, in a time of danger, he does what he has to do to save his life. So he says, she's my sister. But I think, to answer the question, firstly, we don't know if Avram did right or wrong. There are different opinions among the commentaries. If he did right, then he was in time of danger. What could he do? If he did wrong, then, like you said, he probably should have had faith that things would have worked out correctly. I don't know. I mean, the commentaries themselves have different opinions as to whether what he did was right or wrong. And calling her his sister, well, that wasn't necessarily a lie, because she was his niece, and we find that nephews were called brothers, and nieces could also be called sisters. And if he did lie, there's nothing too terrible about that, because when a guy's life is on the line, he's allowed to lie. So there's no reason he should be punished for doing what he had to do. I mean, a person is not supposed to give up their life just for the sake of telling the truth.